people that we've been following through this journey, and one of them would definitely be our homeschooling legendary mum, Kelly, who has homeschooled seven kids. Hello, Kel.
Good morning. What an introduction.
How are you going?
I think we're getting a little bit over it, but it's going okay, to be honest. We're just looking forward to on the downhill stretch now, a week and a half to go. And they're all back.
Not that you're counting.
No, not at all.
Do you think in 20 years' time, when this time capsule's open, your kids will be gathered around for Christmas time and say, "Mom, do you remember that time we all were at home and homeschooling and Dad was running all the computers?"
I think they're definitely going to have some colourful memories of it all. But, yeah, it's definitely something that it's going to stick in their minds, yeah.
So, Kelly, if there was something to reflect this time that we could put into a time capsule, what would it be for you?
Well, I'd like to put in a copy of one of our kids' online learning timetables.
Ooh.
I reckon there are plenty of those around town. That'd be indicative of what's going on.
What does it look like?
It's they're all a bit different, but it looks like a work timetable. So it's set out, you know, each day times that they have to be online with their teachers and when they can have their breaks, and yeah, so we'll put in one of the more full on versions.
And if you were to write, say, a couple of paragraphs on the back of it, and you know it was for your grandchildren or great grandchildren to read, what would you say?
I think I'd say something along the lines of that we had a great experience. It gives us a new appreciation for what they do at school, and we love the extra time and the interaction with them, but it was really hard.
Make this clear. It was really hard.
Yeah.
Kelly, that would be a great idea. I think we just go for one of them. If you put all seven kids' timetables, in 20 years' time, kids would say, "Is this the woman who lived in a shoe? I heard about her."
I think so. Yeah.
You're an absolute legend, Kel. And, of course, every time I talk to you, I want you to plug your website because you really haven't had a huge amount of time to do that while you've been homeschooling your seven kids. What is it?
It's thestylingmama.com.au, and I do interiors and home decor and just general DIY ideas.
Yeah, in 20 years' time, they'll be saying, "Hey, is that like the stylingmama.com.au building down there in the CBD? Is that where that came from?"
Well done, Kel, and as you say, what, 7, 8 days to go?
We're nearly there.